Good evening, it's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to another episode of Be Unique's Unscripted, where we talk to artists, musicians, performers, and business professionals. My name is Tony Taylor, I'll be your host for this evening. You know, you could spend your Thursday nights anywhere, and we are excited you're spending it with us. The conversation is cool, it's calm, and it's casual. You can also be a part of the conversation by dialing 516-418-5651. Now, before we begin, let's talk about why you need to get on your phone and go to beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. Here's what Be Unique is all about. Our mission is to work today to change tomorrow using digital mediums to connect the world with professional storytelling and media production. We work to educate, inspire, and foster positivity and creativity worldwide through video, audio, and a spectacular literary magazine featuring writers from around the world. The newest Be Unique magazine is out right now, and you can read it online along with Be Unique Brevard magazine, the Space Coast premier magazine. So sit back, get comfortable, and get ready to dial 516-418-5651 with your questions, comments, and whatever else you may want to say. Let's meet our guest. Wendy. All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Unscripted. My name is Tony Taylor. It's Thursday night. We have a very, very exciting guest this evening. Her name is Wendy Shuring, and whether you need a ghostwriter to write your story for you, or you just need the help of an experienced book coach, Wendy Shuring, the author's writer, is here to help. With 12 years of experience, Wendy has been working with authors whose stories focus on positivity, the abundance of wealth, and wisdom for readers. Writing is her calling, and it has been for over 35 years. Wendy has taught at the college level, as well as in the community. She's also an editor, book coach, and helps aspiring authors write their books through her educational and book coaching programs. She's also written for Senior Life newspaper, Florida Today, and Homeschooling Today. Wendy, welcome to the show. I hope I got everything right there.
Hi, Tony. Yeah, 90%. Yeah.
You see, nobody's perfect, and that's the good thing about podcasting. I love it. All right. Well, listen, we're going to start out with something real easy, Wendy. We're going to talk about you. You've had a passion for writing. And I'm a writer,
correct,
too. You had a passion for writing for 35 years. Can you tell me when it was that the writing bug bit you?
Yeah, actually, it's been a lot longer than 35 years. It's been about 50 years.
Oh, wow.
When I was in second grade, my teacher put a picture on the chalkboard of a monkey. If you remember Curious George books.
I do.
When we were kids. And it got everybody's curiosity, but she had it on there for like 3 days. And we said, why do you have this picture up there? And then finally she said, I want you to write up a story about what this picture, you know, makes you think about. And so that was my first story that I had to write. And every week she did that. And then ever since I started using writing for a number of things, mainly just to write down feelings and ideas when I was really little. And then it stemmed to typing plays on a typewriter and writing poetry to majoring in English and linguistics in college.
Wow.
And then becoming a teacher at the collegiate level and helping in the community, doing all kinds of writing for all kinds of people, editing, and then eventually starting my own business about 12 years ago.
That is amazing. That is amazing. You said the second grade, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's when I started writing myself. I was inspired by the old Hardy Boy books. I read a book called The Secret of the Old Mill. It was number 3 Hardy Boy book. And I was like, so transported by that story. I was like, I've got to sit down with a typewriter and write my own. So I wrote The Mystery of the Old House. And I still have that somewhere. I typed it out on my dad's old Smith & Corona portable typewriter from God knows when. I think when he was in college. But wow, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing how writing touches people, especially at such an early age?
It is. It really is amazing. And yeah, I've just fell in love with it and I've been doing it ever since. It's been a big part of my life.
You talk about falling in love with writing. What is it you love about writing?
It just comes very natural to me. I'm actually writing a lot of times when I'm not writing and I have story ideas or book ideas or something. And so I have to go write it down. Most of my writing I do is when I'm actually not physically writing.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, listen, you talked to me about ghostwriting and you said you
a lot of books that I do as a ghostwriter. You know, some people are a-okay with, I want everybody to know I have a ghostwriter. And then there's some people that you know, they don't want you to know, or they list you as an editor or something like that. So it's really up to the author.
But let me start off with this question real quick, Wendy. What is ghostwriting and why is it important to a writer?
Well, ghostwriting is very important. A lot of people don't really know what it is. I had a lady ask me once if I wrote ghost stories, and that was kind of cute, but I said, no, I don't, you know. But basically, a lot of what you see out there is ghostwritten.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I'm not talking about just novels like web content, thought leadership, blogs, those kinds of things that you see every day online. When you go to a website or maybe you read someone's post on LinkedIn or something, oftentimes are written by other people because, well, for several reasons, people could be very busy. They don't have
Right.
time to write.
Right.
And they also might not feel that they're very well versed at writing and they want someone who can get to know them and write in their voice and their style. And then there's people that have a bigger project like a book. And one that I just finished, and I can mention this book because the writer, Darren Conrad, is very open to sharing with people that I helped him with his book. He is a business person, and his story is kind of an amalgamation of his personal life and his business life and how they intertwine. And so he approached me and we started working on his book. It just came out in October of this year, and it's called Rugged Road Trip, and it's on Amazon.
Okay.
But it's a very interesting read. And so the reason he contacted me is because he didn't know how to write a book, and he didn't really have time because he's busy traveling and working. So that's the number one reason why people will hire a ghostwriter.
You know,
and
well, you know, I was you bring up that an interesting point, and this is what, of course, your business, the author's writer, this is what this is all about. Let's say, for instance, I want to write a book. Okay, what are you going to do, Wendy, as the author's writer, to get my project moving along?
Well, that's a really good question, Tony. Thanks for asking that. I help people at all levels of their projects. So I have a very unique approach to this. It's not like a one size fits all. And so whenever I work with a person, it's always, you know, we customize it to what that person needs. So there can be people, like I mentioned, that they just want to interview with you and they want you to write it and they're going to look at it. That's a completely ghostwritten type of project, and they may want to mention your name or not. Another way is you may want to do the writing yourself and you feel pretty confident about your writing. So you want me to look over your manuscript and edit it, but I don't just look for like typos and things like that. I may, if you wish me to, I may rewrite some of your story so it flows better, rearrange things, structure things, and make it sound better. And then there's the people who really want to do the pure writing, just do that all themselves, but they're stuck. Well, most people I talk to, they're just stuck somewhere. And generally this is because they have a preconceived idea about what they should be doing and they're not meeting what they think they should be doing. And so they get stuck. So I created a program called Write a Book in 21 Days by Discovering the Story Within. And that subtitle to the book describes really what's going on in that program. So when you, there's a lot of things going on in that title. So let me just summarize that real quick, is that
okay.
when you create a writing discipline, everything we do in our lives is a habit, whether we think it is or not.
Right.
So, you know, we get up, we have a cup of coffee, maybe we check our email, however you spend your day. But when you can write every day for just 15 minutes a day, and it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, it doesn't matter if you like it or not, and it doesn't matter if you feel it was good writing or not, it really doesn't matter. You start to create a writing discipline, and from there you can build, but you have to have that discipline
and
a belief in yourself that it's going to work. So that's the underlying foundation of the program. Now, the second part is a subtitle, by discovering the story within. A lot of people think they have to have an outline, they have to have a main theme, they have to have all these things. And so, like I said, they get stuck because they're trying to fill in gaps that they don't have answers to, because they're still trying to discover what they want to say. And that's the fun part of writing.
Right.
You should know too, as a writer,
I do.
That's the fun part, because a lot of times you put your pen to paper and you don't even know what you're going to write.
Exactly.
And it's really fun to see what you come up with and where it can go. And that's really the joy of writing. And the third component is really to write with a pen and paper, because that triggers creativity. Don't go straight to a pad or a keyboard or a typewriter.
Really
enjoy that flow of that connection between that tactile connection with your brain will trigger your creativity, because you're slowing down. It becomes more like a meditation.
Oh, okay.
And creation, you know, then more creation. And so when you combine all these things together, you know, you really can have your book, quote unquote, written in 21 days. There's people that can have the whole thing just written if it's like a short how-to. Or maybe what I mean, or what I'm saying is also by written, is that story is real clear in your head now. You understand it for you, and now you can start writing on the page. But even then, you may discover more.
Wow,
so
that,
it
that's
really
amazing.
Depends. It depends on the type of book you're writing, how long it's going to be, that kind of thing.
Now,
and so that's another offering that I have for people.
Now, Wendy, when you talk about this educational program, how on hands are you with an author, or is that up to them?
Well, I mean, the program is basically set up to do it on your own. So, what you really could do, if you're really pressed for time, you could do 5 minutes in the morning and 10 at
right.
night. I mean, you know, it's just really tailor. You take what I provide.
Okay.
I have a video component with it.
Oh, okay.
And as the program grows, I could start a group where people can ask questions, but I'm not to that point yet. However,
okay.
You know, if you're doing the program and you have a question, then just email me,
that's
you
perfect.
Know, and we can talk about it. But it's a really great program and it really does work. The thing is, a person has to have a self-motivation.
Discipline, self-discipline.
Program. Yeah,
right.
I can't give you motivation.
Right.
If you're not motivated,
right.
I can't give it to
right.
you.
Right.
So you have to have that within yourself. A writer's group could help,
okay.
You know, but even then, you know, it's got to be something that you really want to do.
I've always heard the old adage about writing is writing equals butt in chair. Is that correct?
well, it just depends on the person. I
if
mean,
I can be so crude. But.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, like I said, it's one of the things I talk about. Well, let me backtrack. You know, no one can teach you how to write a book. There's never been a college. Well, there might be out now a college course on how to write a book, but nobody teaches that. But people think, oh, well, I can write a book. Well, you know, it's not as easy as it may
no,
seem.
It is not
and
easy.
No. And you have to.
Oh, no.
You have to have the discipline. So
yes.
That's the, you know, adage that you gave, the discipline. But like I said, is once these ideas are flowing, you don't even have to be sitting down and writing.
No.
I mean, a lot of times I'll see a whole scene play out and I may speak it in my recorder or type it out later when I have the chance. I mean, it's just because it's like a snowball effect. You know, the more you do it, the more creativity, the more ideas and thoughts you're going to get.
Well, you sound like me. I do the old fashioned thing. I have a little notepad I carry around with me. And when something strikes me or I get an idea or something like that, I immediately write it down because I think it's part of in the writer's toolcase, forgetfulness. when you don't have that idea down, you know?
Yeah, you get so many ideas that you think you're going to forget them and you have to write them down.
You know?
So, yeah, I totally get it.
That is. And you know, I'm so fascinated by the thought of, you know, talking about ghostwriting. Because it's part of writing that I've never really considered. So I want to ask a personal question about ghostwriting. I want to ask, how do you assume the voice of the person you're ghostwriting for? What is your methodology in that?
Well, I don't really have a methodology. I just have been doing it so long that I'm able to do it. But let me say this is, you're never going to write it 100% in that person's voice and style because you're the one writing it. A little bit of you is going to go into it. And the person you're writing for will kind of determine if they like how much of you you're putting into it. So again, it's like being an actor or an actress. Mm-hmm. You read the script, right? And you see who the character is and what the character is going through. And you may do some research. But then you still put a little bit of you into it. And it's the same with ghostwriting. I mean, you really have to get to know your client and then you can be that person. So you'll know the types of how they would say things, how they would, what their conversation would be like.
Wendy, how do you do that? How do you get to know your
client?
Well,
you have to be an empathetic person.
Okay.
You have to have that personality trait where you can put yourself in someone else's shoes. And not everybody can do that. You know, it's if I were this person and these things happened, you know, how would I feel? And then, but then you interview your client and you ask them, you know, these questions.
Right.
You have to be a good interviewer as well because you have to know the questions to ask and how to steer the conversation. And then a lot of times people will have a great story, but they might think that a certain detail is insignificant or something. And then you'll say, no, this is really important so that other people can understand. And so it's just kind of drawing out the story from another person and then putting yourself in their shoes. So it's not always how I would feel, but how would they feel?
How
so,
would they feel? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And that makes sense because I mean, you're writing or helping them write that book. And it's just as a writer for me, I think about ghostwriting, like, you know, well, don't they want to write what they're working on or that, or is that, this is where both what you have, also provide book coaching. Is that where that steps in with book coaching when they're writers, but they don't know how to get the story out of themselves? Is that where?
Well, that's a good question. That's what my 21 day program is targeted to.
Okay.
And so like, I really work with people on three different levels. So there's the ghostwriting, you know, the pure ghostwriting. And then for the people that they don't feel they have the know-how or the skill or the time. And then the second way is through an editing, which I don't want to say it's book coaching, but if you can bring me a finished manuscript, even your first draft, I can go in there and say, let's rearrange this. Let's say it's a novel, like a character, that character is acting a little bit out of character, that doesn't make sense, or what if we added this or that in there? But a lot of times people want me to go in there and just do it for them, which I don't mind. I enjoy doing it. It's like a puzzle, actually. And then the third way is through, if it's the pure writing, if you really want to write this yourself, but you need discipline, motivation, inspiration, and other ways to think about things, then this program really works for you. But if you have a question, I mean, you can feel welcome to email me if you do, you know, along that journey. So I help in those three ways.
And for those listening, if you're interested in contacting Wendy, you can contact her with any questions or anything about writing at authorswriter@yahoo.com. Or, of course, please visit her website, authorswriter.com. These are two very important steps if you're interested in what Wendy has to offer. And Wendy, you went right into my next question, so you're absolutely psychic. You say you edit. I mean, what is the difference between developmental editing and line editing? What does that mean? What is that all about?
Okay, that's another awesome question, because a lot of times people don't know. I kind of do something a little different, but I'll let me first answer your question. So developmental editing is very similar to what you would call a book coaching. So somebody sends you, let's say, a rough first draft, and they're like, oh, do something with this. I had that happen recently. Do something with this. I'm lost. And so I went in there and I started doing my editing, Mark. So I'll use Microsoft Word, and I'll use a feature called Track Changings. I don't know, or sorry, Track Changes.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with
No,
that.
I'm not actually.
Okay. Well, it's an editing thing where I can change words around, but you can see it in color. So nothing's changed.
Okay.
You just
okay.
see what I changed. And then I can put comments in there like, what would happen if we change the word here? Or, hey, this seems a little unclear. Those kind of comments are really developmental editing comments, where we're looking at the content of the book. And generally what I do is I'll read through the whole manuscript first to get an overall idea about what this book is about. And then I go in and do the developmental editing. So I give it I read it first to understand, and then I go through. However, on a more recent project, it was so out of order, and information was given later in the book that should have gone earlier in the book, which would have made it more clear. I just went ahead and did that. And this specific author loved what I did. And they said, oh, this is awesome. Keep going. So I did.
Now, it's always
but
nice
some
to
people
hear.
Don't like that, you know.
Okay.
But I needed to do it to better understand the book, because it was kind of just disjunct, just not organized properly for someone else to read it. So that's a developmental edit.
Okay.
And I would call that a hybrid ghostwriting, what I did there. So that's something I do that's a little extra if people want it. And then the line editing is just basically looking at your format. You know, did you spell things right? Did you use the right punctuation, capitalization? Could you have used a better word? Or maybe the sentence is a little awkwardly constructed. We could do it this way. And that's kind of the technical things that come last.
Gotcha.
So sometimes I'll do a developmental edit for someone, and they'll go in and change it up. And then they'll say, hey, can you do a quick line edit after?
Oh,
but
okay.
When I'm doing a developmental edit, I'll always do a line edit. Like if I notice, it's interesting that I see this with every writer I work with, is they'll always overuse certain words, or maybe word something in a certain way that
Right.
could be confusing. And so they're just what I would call a tendency. And I do this myself in my own writing. So, and you may in yours as well. But I'll see a tendency, and so I'll let the writer know, hey, I did you know you're doing this? And so that all comes into the developmental editing as well. But I've never done an edit where I've just done a line edit. There, I've always
Right.
seen room for improvement with the content in the developmental edit.
You know,
So I hope I answered your
you
question.
You did. And I was just going to say, you know, Wendy, with all of what you offer, there is no reason that a person who is really, really determined to write a book or something cannot, you know, do it with services that you're providing right now with Authors Writer. I mean, they really are extensive in breaking through that barrier of a person not believing they can write and a person going ahead and writing. And I think that's amazing. In fact, you may be hearing from me in the next few days. But listen, let me ask you this. Are there any types of, for those who are listening that are writers, are there any different, are there any different packages you offer when they approach you about your services?
Well, those are pretty much the three. Again, it's the, let's talk, for example, for ghostwriting as an example. Someone may want a 100-page book. Someone may want just a 30-page book. So, it's all the same. For ghostwriting, everything's included. So this means any interviews we have to do to get the content, all the writing, all the editing, the creation of the manuscript, and then the final edit of the manuscript, where people get to review this on a chapter by chapter basis along the way. So there's never any surprises.
Okay.
Your back cover blurb, if you have that, and any front matter, whether you have an introduction or an acknowledgments page or anything you want there in the beginning of the book. And so everything really is included in my ghostwriting package.
That's amazing.
Right. And I've got really good people I work with for cover art and formatting and all of that. And so I can also advise you on publishing, and I also have another book out called 40 Day Countdown to Launch, Promoting Your Book Organically. Wow. And I give that to clients as well. You could also purchase it if you want on my website. And the reason I do this is because you really want to start promoting your book when you're writing it.
Right.
And so you're not done. And people would say, I'm going to put it online and I know it's going to sell. It's really good to pre-launch your book. But if you haven't, that's okay too. So that's all included with the ghostwriting, with editing. Again, everything included is, I'll read through your book once to get the gist, and then I read through again, and I really work with you to get it to the point where others can understand it and get out of it what you wish them to. And so we really work good to make that manuscript amazing.
That's amazing.
Okay. And
that's
then amazing. The third program, you get the book, you get an ebook, an e-workbook, and then the print copies, videos, and a little free gift.
Oh, okay.
And to be determined. And also you get some, if you have a question or something, you don't understand something in a certain chapter or day or whatever, go ahead and email me, and I'd love to get the feedback and help out.
And you and you can email her at authorswriter@yahoo.com, right?
That's right.
When I was reading through your information, one of the things that I think is just particularly spectacular about what Authors Writer does is exactly what you just explained, which was offering advice on promoting, marketing, and selling a book. Because, here you have this incredible piece of work that you've done, but I know 9 out of 10 of us, and I'm one of the 9, don't know how I'm going to get this book out for people to read. And here it is. All people have to do is go to your website, secure your services, and then you're almost like a one-stop shop, right?
Well, yeah, I guess in a way I am. I mean, the thing is with the book industry is, there's a lot of sharks out there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of unscrupulous people. And I really try to help authors wend their way through that safely. Let's say they finished writing their book and they want to work with a certain publisher. Mm-hmm. I'll look at a contract. I'll say, this doesn't seem too good. Or I'll look at the website and say, you might want to ask them this and this, because I don't know. Or I try to give some advice to them. And then I also look at, who is the audience for the book? Here may be some good ways you could promote it, distribute it. Again, I don't want to say I'm an expert in that, but I'll give my advice because I've been doing it for about 12 years now. So I
Right,
could give you
right.
some advice. So at least you don't go in a wrong direction. Because
And
like
that's
I
so
said,
important.
this,
That's so
yeah,
important.
it is. And you know, your family and friends are really your best place to start with a promotion. You know, just tell them, hey, I'm writing a book. You know, I'm writing a book about whatever. And just put the bug in people's ear. And you know, you don't want to constantly bother them, but I would just say put the bug in their ear that you're doing it. It's just the best way to start is just start telling people about it.
Right.
And my book goes into, you know, it goes into a countdown, about a 6 week or 40-day countdown.
Okay.
And since we're on the space coast, I like to I have my own that space shuttle, you know, for fun.
That's a great
But
analogy.
yeah. But I mean, really, the book is chock full of stuff you could be doing 6 months out
Sounds
versus six
great.
weeks, you know, getting your website ready, getting your social media cleaned up,
Sounds
you
great.
know. There's no
Oh,
like drinking pictures of you on
and
it.
folks, if you're listening, I mean, this is such in you're a writer, or you want to be a writer, or you aspire to be a writer. Wendy's services are just unbelievable in what they provide and what it can do for you as a non-experienced writer. And I gotta tell you, I'm completely floored. Reading over what you have to do and what you have to offer a writer is just exceptional, because it takes the mystery out of it and it takes the fear out of it. And I think part of writing is a fear. You know, you sit down, you don't know what you're going to get on that page, but to know that the future of your work could be taken care of is such a relief. And I gotta tell you, man, that is, if you're listening, folks, and really seriously have a penchant for writing, this is where you need to start. And that's the author's writer. You can get there on the website with authorswriter.com, or you can contact Wendy at authorswriter@yahoo.com. And man, these questions will be answered. We just haven't had enough time, and we don't have enough time to really go extensively into it. Now, as a writer, and you're a writer, I have one last question in our last few minutes. How
Sure.
do you tackle writer's block, or do you believe in writer's block?
I do. I think a lot of it is, like I said, self-imposed blocks that you put on yourself, you
Right.
know. Well, I think my story has to have, you know, 10 chapters, and each chapter has to talk about this. Or I've talked to English teachers. I find they're one of the ones that have writer's block more because they're so used to teaching literature that they think they have to have all these components, and then they're worried about that before they even start writing. So my suggestion to people, whether they're experienced or just starting out, is to just write. I mean, just write with a paper and pen and get and accrue stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of writing. And then take time and read through them and kind of circle ideas you like or highlight them and things you might want to write more on. But
Right.
just write for yourself in the beginning and don't worry about everybody else, meaning your readers.
Right.
Try to discover your own story for you and see where else it will go. Some people aren't comfortable with that. They want to have an outline or whatever. But I say, you know, color outside the lines. Have fun with it. Discover, you know, take time. See what will happen. You know, I've had people ask me, should I write this in first person, third person? I said, I don't know. Write it in both and see which one you like better. You know, so it's an experiment like everything else. So really just have fun with it and experiment and take your time with it and really enjoy it because you will surprise yourself as to what you come up with on the page if you do that.
Wendy,
And really,
I am so inspired. I got to tell you, in our last 5 minutes, is there anything you would like to promote, or anything you'd like to say about your website or your services that you want people to know?
oh, okay. Well, I want people to know I really care about them and their story. And this is a life's mission and a passion for me. Everything I've done has revolved around reading and writing my whole life, with other things I love to do too. But it really is a mission and a passion for me. So I really care about the author and their story, and I really want to help them. But what attracts me to working with some people more than others is that they're on fire, they're motivated, and they really know what they want.
Right.
And so I would say, if you're at that point in your life, then call me go to my email or, website. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me start over. You can edit this part out. Go to my website, email me, but make sure you're ready to start. And be pretty focused on that and ready to learn something, and you'll go very far.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah. And I've also written books. I have my own brand books. That's the 40-day countdown to launch.
Okay.
And I have the Write a Book in 21 Days. So those are my brand books for the author's writer. I've also just am in the process of releasing a Christmas story.
Oh, okay.
Called The Christmas Surprise. It's a spiritual story revolving around a young girl who wants a gift from the heart, something that can't be bought, and for Christmas. And then I'm working on my novel too, that I'm hoping is going to come out around the end of March. So that's a young adult novel, probably for age 14 and up. So
well, wow, you are a busy lady. You are a busy writer. And I got to tell you, we got 1 minute left, so I want to make sure I get this information to everybody listening. Wendy, can I give your phone number? Is that okay?
I prefer people email me
okay.
because I do leave my phone away from me when I'm writing.
Okay.
And email is really the best way to reach me, because then I can get back to you and then we'll come up with a mutually agreeable time to talk.
Okay.
Which means a good time for you and a good time for me. And that's when those calls go really well.
All right. And the website again, folks, is authorswriter.com. And again, you can contact Wendy at authorswriter@yahoo.com. We have not had enough time, and I hope you will consider coming back on the show again. I really have appreciated talking to you as a writer. It really has made a difference. And I wasn't kidding when I say I really am considering this. So you may be getting a call from me. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for being on Unscripted. It really has been a pleasure. And I hope you will consider joining us again.
Oh, I would love to. I'd love to learn more about your writing. We didn't get to talk about you today.
Well, like I said, it's all about you. So, Wendy, it has been all about you.
Yeah.
So, listen,
all right.
Thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to speaking with you again. And have a wonderful day.
Yeah, I do too. And thank you so much. You have an awesome day as well.
All right. Bye-bye, Wendy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.